I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA says it is making big investments to reduce supply chain and processing problems in the U.S. livestock industry. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack testified to as much before the House Ag Committee.
It's an extraordinary set of complex factors to be examined when we talk about the livestock industry in the United States. Our inventories are down in beef and pork and poultry for a variety of reasons, whether it's drought or disease or disruption of the supply chain. At the same time, we are seeing incredibly high demand domestically and exports at a high level, in fact, setting a record.
Vilsack said the USDA is focusing much of its resources to address processing capacity issues, such as establishing a $500 million fund. He said the agency has asked for input and information from producers and other stakeholders who are interested in using the fund. He says they've heard from over 500 individuals and operations. Vilsack told the House members that he expects the structure of the huge fund will be established by the end of 2021, and that would allow the USDA to begin making investments sometime in the first quarter of 2021. Last summer, the USDA announced its intent to invest $500 million in American Rescue Plan funds to expand the meat and poultry processing capacity. The USDA also announced more than $150 million for existing small and very small processing facilities to help them weather COVID, compete in the marketplace, and get the support they need to reach more customers. I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.